calling these today, Pez Amateur Radio Club Repeater Net, Colony Spark and Aries Repeater Net. This is KD0ETL, that's Kilo Delta Zero Echo Tango Lima, and I will be your net control station for this evening. My name is Paul, and my QTH is Hughesville, Missouri. The Spark Repeater Net meets each Sunday evening from approximately 8 p.m. until 8:30 local time on this today, 147.03 megahertz repeater with a minus offset. Purposes of the net are to gather hams in the area, exchange information of mutual interest, and promote public service by ham operators. At this time, do you have any emergency priority or routine traffic or time value or routine traffic for the net? Call net control. Are there any announcements for the net? Bring them at this time. Net Control has a couple of informational announcements. First is at 8:30, Warrensburg has their repeater net at 8:30 on 146.88, and I'm sure they would appreciate any check-ins. And the other is myself and several others went to the Warrensburg's club meeting yesterday morning. Good informational meeting, information on field day. As another reminder, field day is the weekend of the 23rd and 24th, coming up a couple weeks. And got more information there of where to set up, and I'm sure there'll be some changes, but the basic info was given at that time. If there's any more questions about that, just bring it up whenever you check in. And at this time, I will take check-ins, mobiles, portables, short-timers, those that are in and out. Space your calls, pause before speaking.
KD0USK.
Net Control recognizes KD0USK. Good evening, Brett. Sorry I had to bail on you guys last night. The thing popped up and wasn't able to get back.
Good evening, Paul. Good evening to everybody else on the net. Yeah, you know, I'm very grateful that you came in there was helping me out there. But we missed you. Me and John ended up talking for quite a while last night, and it was good to catch up. Hadn't talked to him in a week or so. But it was pretty cool. We had a lot of fun, and we'll do that again soon sometime. But it's been a hot day, man. I tell you, I just felt like I didn't have a whole lot of energy. And so I took me a nap a little while ago. Anyway, I don't have anything else. I hope everybody listening has a great week. And 73, KD0USK.
KD0USK and a net KD0ETL. Okay, Brett, yeah, very good. Yeah, you're not old enough to take naps yet. Anyway, yeah, good for you. And it was super hot today. I wasn't outside too much unless the kids were out there in the pool. So, all right, thanks for checking in again. Any more check-ins, call KD0ETL.
KD0CY, Philip and Greenridge.
0ZD.
AJ5ZW.
Hold up there, stand by. All right, Net Control recognizes KJ5ZW, AD0VD, KC0CYA, and KE0QAM. Chandler was in and out. We'll go to Philip, KC0CYA. Good evening, Philip. Your comments.
Hi, everybody. It's bath time again. We got a little one in the bath, so can't stay long, but we had fun today. As hot as it was, we still went to the zoo down in Springfield. And good times. The little one was very good, actually. You know, for a two-year-old out there in the hot and the nasty, she did pretty well. So, anyway, kudos to her. So, anyway, that's about all I got. We're finally home and finally in the air conditioning. So, anyway, 73's everybody. KC0CYA, I'm out.
Hey, Philip, I thought you meant it was your time for bath time, so, yeah, I did hear the little one in the background. Good deal that she had a good time and didn't get too hot, so thanks for checking in. We'll catch you later. And we'll go to Donald, AD0VD. Good evening, Donald, and your comments.
Well, everybody's saying it's hot.
in Missouri this time of year. It's going to get hotter. Hey, everybody just try to stay cool and drink lots of water if you're going to have to be out. And Paul, I hate to tell you this, but you're a good one to save when you're old enough to take a nap.
Hey, yeah, I hear you. Yeah, Brett's a lot younger than me, so I guess he's starting earlier than I do. I used to, so, but I haven't for quite a while. Anyway, thanks for checking in. Anything more? Sorry, the ID covered yet. What'd you say, Donald?
Yeah, you go ahead and check Grace in.
Got it. Got her checked in here. All right, we'll go to Philip, KJ5ZW. Good evening, Philip. Your comments.
My wife comes back home tomorrow afternoon or all day tomorrow. She went down to Paducah, Kentucky, and on down to Nashville and went south of there about 30 minutes to a motel. And even she and a couple other ladies been out playing and having a good time, sightseeing and doing quilt shops and doing all kinds of neat stuff. So she's been gone since Thursday, and I think she's ready to get home. She's having lots of fun, but she and I are both ready for her to get home. And let's see, what all do I have to do today? Oh, I got a coax all fixed up and had a ballum, a 1-to-1 ballum came in, so I've got it set up and I've got 21 foot of cable. I'm ready to replace this coax on my antenna. My nemesis is back on the HF, so I'm going to get rid of the coax to it. Trying to do one thing at a time, be patient, and see if that fixes it. That way I'll know what it was. I don't want to have a bunch of parts here. And so if that works, then I'll be in business. I can't reach that antenna, so I got to get me a longer ladder. I know somebody's got a long ladder that he'll get up there and get it for me and replace it. So I've also got a rope I'm going to use on it and hook it up to that pulley, so that I can lower that down to do maintenance that I might need. Other than that, we're doing just fine. So turn it back to you, Paul. KJ5ZW.
All right, KJ5ZW, KD0ETL. Yeah, don't forget, if you need help, to holler. And if you know, time constraints work for everybody to get together, I'm sure we can get something together to help if you need be. And by the way, Brett, KD0USK, had come up with kind of a plan of maybe getting a antenna crew together of guys that would be willing to go here, there, wherever if anybody needs antenna work or something to try and help if need be.
I had even given consideration of moving my radio room back down into the basement. I may be in the near field to this antenna, and if that's the case, then this problem's going to keep coming back. About time I think I got it solved, it'll come back. So it used to be down in the basement, and I think I may have to do that. If I replace this and problem solved, I'm good. If it comes back, then I'm giving serious consideration to do that. It'll add about 50 or 60 feet of coax to my system, but if it gets rid of the problem for good, then I'm all for it. So, thank you. I may use that antenna crew, and you can sign me up on that list of helping folks too. I'll be glad to do what I can. I don't climb towers anymore, but I can still help a lot of other ways. So KJ5CW, back to you, Paul, KD0ETL.
Okay, Philip. Thanks for checking in. Yeah, sorry to give you the bad news this morning on your RF, but it was back in there. So, we're at the bottom of the list. Any more check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net? Call KD0ETL.
Recheck.
Go recheck.
Zero USK. Yeah, Bill, this is Brett. I'd be happy to help you any way I can, and we'll talk a little bit more maybe at the next meeting about getting a crew together or a group that wants to volunteer to help and kind of sit down and figure out what you want and pull our resources together with what we got and get a plan. We'll come over and help you any way we can, and that goes for anybody else that's in there listening or whatever. The other thing is, Paul, there was I owe you some money on some T-shirts or on a shirt or whatever. So whenever those come in or whatever, I'm sure you probably was going to say something about it. But I want to get you paid whenever you're ready. So I don't want to let that go on. But anyway, back to net control, KD0 USK.
Yeah, okay, Brett. Yeah, no problem on the T-shirt. If I was where I haven't got them yet, and hopefully they'll call tomorrow and let they're done, and then I can pick them up. Then I'll start to actually send some emails out on exact prices, and those that have paid will be marked, and if they owe a dollar more, or if I owe them a dollar more, we'll take care of all that too. But yeah, if I was worried about it, I'd be in here all the time hollering. Not worried about it right now. So thanks anyway. Where's the bottom of the list? Any more check-ins, call now.
K0CYR, I'm in and out.
Zero Echo Echo.
Ken Boonville.
KE0QYA.
This is KY0B.
KA0TPX, Jerry.
Yeah, let's hold up there for a second. I think there was a call from Boonville. If you give me a call again, double with somebody else.
Yeah, this is KD0ISI, Mark here in Boonville.
Thought it might be, but I didn't hear the prefix, or, well, I actually didn't hear of it all. I heard it was Boonville, so we'll get back to you here in a minute. I got KA0TPX, KY0P, KE0QYA, KD0IZI, N0EE, and KE0CYR was in and out. We'll go to N0EE. Good evening, John, and your comments.
Hello, Paul, and everybody on the net. Just want to say I do like the idea of the tire crew there. I'm really not into climbing tires anymore. I used to. I had no problem with it at all. But with my neck issues and stuff, I'd hate to get caught up on a tire and have to be lowered down by EMS services. That'd be kind of an odd deal in its own right. And I do have a climbing belt and all that stuff, in case anybody needs to know. And but I would be a good ground man. I do have a hard hat. Comment for Phil there. I heard you say he had his RF back. I don't know if you tried not grounding your system and seeing how that works. I never ran a ground for years and years, and honestly, this is my opinion. It's only for a safety anyway, so you might try that. Anyway, that's pretty much all I got all for the net here, other than I'm wondering if you caught that rabbit, Paul. We'll see y'all later. N0EE.
N0EE in the net, KD0ETL. Yeah, negative on the rabbit. We've gotten close a couple times, but still no rabbit. I'm happy with him just running out there by himself. As long as the coyote doesn't get him, that's the only problem I think that he'll have. But anyway, sounds good, and thanks for checking in there, John, on your information on climbing belt and help with antennas and such, ground crew. All right, yeah, I'll let Phil get back with you on antenna stuff or the RF deal later if he wants to. Thanks for checking in again. Go to KD0IZI. Good evening, and your comments.
KD0IZI, really nothing to report. I actually just got in here just in time. I swapped out my backup 2-meter repeater with a 440 beam, so yeah, I just barely caught it in here just in time to catch the net. So anyway, that's all I got. KD0IZI.
All right, very good. And solid 9 plus 10 or 20 over. Looks like on reverse, so good signal. All right, we'll go to Richard, KE0QYA. Good evening, Richard, and your comments.
Good evening, Paul. Good evening, everybody. Just want to give you a quick weather report in southern Pettis County. It's just hot. Don't really have a whole lot more to say. Hope everybody has a great week. If you're working outside, don't forget, drink plenty of liquid water, not the alcohol. Like I say, just be good, be safe. This is all I got for this evening. KE0QIA, I'll turn it back over to Net Control.
KE0QIA in the net, KD0ETL. All right, Richard, thanks for the heads up on the hot. I'd definitely go along with that. You have a safe week this week, too, and don't get hot yourself. Go to Dennis, KY0P. Good evening, Dennis, and your comments.
Good evening, Paul. Everybody else on the net. Yeah, it's definitely summer. I hope everybody is enjoying this summer weather almost the end of spring. But I think we had 2 days of spring. It went from cold to hot. But we got to remember, this is the weather we waited for all winter. So anyway, watching Channel 4 this morning, and I think they said that Mike Thompson said he saw a break in the weather pattern around the 19th. So usually he's pretty close, so hopefully he's right this time. Anyway, went to church this morning out for breakfast. Other than that, stayed in the house and watched a little bit of the Royals. Watched the NASCAR race, the end of it. Clint Bowyer hadn't won a race for over, 170, 180 races. He won earlier in the year on a rain, canceled early. So, and then he won today on same thing, weather. So anyhow, he's got two wins. Let me reset. He's got two wins, and it's been several years since he had won. So glad to see you. Kind of a local guy. He's from Kansas. So anyway, everybody have a great week. Back to you, Paul 73. Oh, and is it starting to feel like retirement, or is it still feeling like maybe a vacation? Back to you, Paul, KY0P.
Yeah, Dennis, it still feels like vacation. I figure it will for at least a month. But I am starting to work on that beard like you got.
Sounds good, Paul. I know you've been looking forward to that.
Okay. We'll talk to you later, and yeah, I hope we do get some rain here one of these days. Go to Jerry, KE0TPX. Good evening, Jerry, and your comments.
Good evening, everybody. I've got 83 degrees right now and had a high about 94 up here this afternoon. I just came from Mobile, and they had a brief shower over there, and it didn't mount to much, but it at least saw dust over there, it looked like. And that's all I've got to report. KA0TPX, back.
KA0TPX, KD0ETL. All right, Jerry, yeah, looks like on my radar there's a couple pop-up showers, I guess probably up north of you yet, maybe. But I can see them on the radar, and wife said she could see the towers, the big tall clouds building up that way. So maybe it'll come across and give you a shower. We're at the bottom of the list. Any more check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net, call KD0ETL.
KE0LMY, Sam and Edwards.
KE0LMY, KD0ETL. Good evening, Sam, and your comments from Benton County.
Good evening, Paul, and everybody on the net. Paul, thank you so much for checking in on the BC Aries net. I appreciate you taking the time to do that, of course. Really interested in finding out what you guys were able to find out at the Warrensburg meeting, because our Aries meetings happen on the exact same day of the month as Warrensburg, so as you can tell, I don't get up there very often. If you are going to post something to your website or something, that way I can have the information as well, that'd be great. I'll reach out to Warrensburg, too, to get some information from them. I'd love to share information, love to get it out to our people as well. Hope you guys are all doing well. The net sounds like it's really hopping tonight. Congratulations. This is KE0LMY. Back to net control.
KE0LMY, KD0LMY, KD0ETL. All right, Sam. Yeah, I'll send you what I got. I probably didn't take the best notes, but I'll send you what I got and kind of a somewhat of a synopsis of what's going on. And right now, basically, we know where the power trailer, the generator is going to be, so everybody's going to be kind of fanned out around it, kind of in a circle, and as long as we've got far enough cords, we can get a little further away from it, so should be good. And they'll, I think once they start, they're hoping to keep somebody sitting on a radio the whole time so we don't lose a band somewhat, so that's the plan. And if there was more in there, I'll try and detail a little bit better.
Thank you so much, Paul. I appreciate that. If you can, you could also check in KD0WXT. He's sitting here right beside me as well for your count.
KD0WXT, Roger. I got him. All right, thanks for checking in. Hey, we're at the bottom of the list. One more call for check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net. Call now.
This is KE0FUD.
All right, Net Control recognize KE0JWA and KE0FUD. Good evening, KE0FUD. Good evening, Chris, and your comments.
Good evening, Paul, and everybody on the net. Hey, I got a quick question for you. I don't know if I'm getting some interference or what in the world is going on, but my receive continues to be activated. Are you getting any interference, Paul?
No, I'm not showing anything on the meter that anything else is coming in. I'm just getting you solid. No interference in the background while you're transmitting anything.
All right. It sounds like somebody's got their mic open or something. I don't know. I mean, I don't hear anybody talking, but I just hear some static is all. Anyway, maybe it's just me. Maybe it's something here at the house. I don't know. Anyway, I don't have a whole lot to talk about. I mostly stayed in the house today to avoid the hot. But I did get out on the motorcycle a little bit ago, and it was a nice, cool ride up to the gas station and back. I am packing a new bag. I'm going to attempt to take it to work tomorrow and haul the laptops on the back of the motorcycle. It should be an interesting experience, and I hope I make it. That is assuming the weather cooperates. I'm going to check it first. That's all I got. Talk to you later. KE0FUD.
KE0FUD, KD0ETL. All right, Chris. Sounds good. Yeah, I hope you can ride your bike tomorrow and stay in the cool and save a little gas money. And, yeah, I'm still not hearing anything. If anybody else is, they can jump in and let you know. But I don't hear anything here. We'll go to Brooks, K0JWA. Good evening, Brooks. What's going on with you?
Yeah, I don't know if anybody jumped in there with any info. But, yeah, Chris, you might just make sure you don't have another radio or something going that's oscillating, going up some kind of spurious emission there or something. My HF rig will lock up my 2-meter rig when I've got the HF in certain frequencies, you know. So I don't see anything like that or not. Yeah, not much going on here. Just got done eating and just finished walking the dogs. Made them go in the house, and I'm staying out here, sitting on the porch, kind of enjoying the day there. It's awful nice out here. The mosquitoes aren't out yet, so I'm having a good time there.
Sounds good. Yeah, I plan to do that here in a few when we get done here and sit out there, enjoy the evening a little bit, listen to the birds. We got some quail that are close. They've been chirping back and forth.
Yeah, mostly mockingbirds around here, it seems like. Well, there's a turtle dove sitting up on my antenna up on one of them. Looks like it's got a baby one with it there. But I can hear the mockingbirds. We just got a mess of those around here. What's the deal with the rabbit? Did I miss something there?
Oh, yeah, the granddaughter's rabbits. She's got two of them. One of them escaped. Caught one. I caught it with a fishing net. The other one is smarter, and I haven't been able to catch it, and I don't have the wind or the gumption to keep chasing it to get it. So We've been kind of sneaking up, trying to sneak up on her. Got a live trap, too, and so far no good, so I'm not worried about it too much if it's not worried.
I just figured something along that line. I had one out here a couple, maybe three or four winters ago. And I don't know where it came from, but it was basically white with a couple of black splotches on it. About half again as big as a wild rabbit, but I had quite a few of the wild ones running around. It was hanging out with those for, a week or so, and I could just almost get to where I could, it'd let me pick it up, and there was a kind of ice and snow on the ground at the time, and by the time I'd get close enough to grab it, I'd crunch and it'd take off, and never did catch it, so I'm assuming the coyotes must have got it. I haven't, I lost track of it there after a while, and that's the only thing I can figure out. I don't think anybody else came along and got it. But anyway, I'll turn it back over to you. Might be somebody else wants to impart some wisdom, so I'll catch up with you later. KA0.
Zero JWA, KD0 ETL. All right, and I'll check landing in there also.
I doubled with you there. I timed it out, and then I doubled with you when you come back. I'll catch up with you later. KA0 JWA.
Okay, yeah, I was just saying I was going to check landing in too.
That'll work.
All right, back at the bottom of the list again. Any more check-ins? Last call for check-ins for the Spark repeater net. All right, excellent. The net ran for 29 minutes tonight. And we had a total of 18 check-ins. That's awesome. Yeah, it's good. That's good practice. And for anybody that needs to or wants to learn how to do this, that's good practice for you. And just let me or Chris know. So with that, everybody have a great week. And we'll return your repeater back to normal use, 73.
Recheck.
Go recheck.
There's another guy here in Boonville. He's trying to check in. I'm going to try to let him hit the repeater again, then I'll go ahead and I'll relay for him.
Okay, stand by.
Okay, I know what's going on. KC0ELB, you're transmitting on the output, so you're actually on simplex. You're not duplexing on the input, so check your duplex.
Maybe that's what KE0FUD was hearing a while ago.
But try it again, and just go ahead and hit him on the reverse. You should be able to hear him fine.
KC0ELB.
KC0ELB, what's the first name there? Name here is Paul.
It's Tony. Yeah, sorry about that. I have a new rig that I've been trying to put together, and I swear I had it on the negative offset, and I need to do a little bit more digging and making sure I get my menus correct. So, anyway, just wanted to give you another one for the count, KC0ELB.
Okay, Tony, yeah, I got you solid in here. Yeah, sometimes if you change it or do something, it'll go back to positive is the normal. We've got an oddball negative offset, so that kind of throws everybody. And if you change something, it'll automatically go back to the original setting. So that's probably what happened.
Sorry for the confusion. I went back to my old trusty HT, so I can work that a little bit better. But anyway, 73, KC0, you'll be clear.
All right, and they gave us one more for the count. All right, 73, everybody, have a good week, KD0 ETL.